Hello everyone. My name is Martin Hartung. I am the curator of the exhibition and performance of this year's Werkleitz Festival, Transpositionen, in the German town of Halle-Saale, a collaboration with the international radio festival Radio Revolten. The Werkleitz Festival is addressed to the power of the imagination associated with radio broadcasting, as it engages with alternative options and dimensions of an understanding of the world. In a few minutes, you will listen to a one-time-only event, a performance broadcasted live from the Church of St. Moritz in Halle. The performers are the Swedish organist Hampus Lindvall, who will play on the Great Sauer organ, and the artists Leif Elgren and Joachim Forsgren from Stockholm. Tonight, the performance references the exhibition of the Audioscopic Research Archive in the foyer of the German Federal Cultural Foundation here in Halle. The loan from the ZKM Center for Art and Media in Karlsruhe brings together tapes and documents of the Swedish archaeologist, opera singer, painter and pioneer of the electronic voice phenomenon, Friedrich Jürgensson. In 1959, Jürgensson began his studies of the electronic voice phenomenon that he is said to have discovered and that is related to the recording of voices from the other side. Soon after, he explored attempts to contact the deceased by means of radio carrier waves. Regardless which recording method is used, the great many multilingual and often difficult to understand voices can be perceived, though mostly only with a great deal of practice, and when the recorded tapes are replayed. The potentially audible voices can never be heard in the process of being recorded. The exhibited archive was conceived by the Swedish artist Carl Michael von Hauswolf, who is a frequent collaborator of Leif Elgren's. In the performance at the Church of St. Moritz, which is about to take place, Hampus Lindvall, Joachim Forsgren and Leif Elgren will attempt to draw the composers Johann Sebastian Bach and Georg Friedrich Händel into a dialogue. Though for a time, the two composers which were born in the same year, in 1685, worked not far from one another in the cities of Halle and Leipzig, no personal encounter was ever documented during their lifetimes. Händel died in London in 1759. It is said that the church musician Bach, who was based in central Germany, initiated several attempts to meet the more famous Händel, who was born in Halle, none of which were successful. Whether the attempt to establish contact between the two composers has succeeded can ultimately only be determined by later playing back the radio recording, which turns the realm of experience into a realm of possibilities. Before we begin with the live broadcast, Leif Elgren and Hampus Lindvall will give an introduction to their piece. We will first hear Leif Elgren talking about his experience with the electronic voice phenomenon.
But I've been working a lot with this kind of EVP technique, and I've been working with a guy in Chicago. His name is Michael Esposito, and he's one of those key figures that is traveling around the world the whole time and doing this kind of EVP research. EVP stands for electronic voice phenomena. And this guy, Friedrich Jürgensson, sort of discovered, you can say so. There was several forerunners before him, but he was one of the first in the end of the 50s that discovered that he sort of captured some sort of phenomena on tape, electronic tape, you know. And he started to investigate this and started to concentrate on what was this that he found on the electronic tapes. So after a while, he found a method to do it. And I mean, it is like looking into a microscope or something and enlarge a sort of picture, but this is audio material. So, and he did this during a long period of time, and it went so far actually that he recorded without the microphone. And of course, I mean, if you are aiming to capture voices from the other side, I mean, they don't necessarily use the sort of, what can we say, the media, the air or whatever, where our human voices or all sounds that are in this reality go through. So he understood that it could be possible to just use the electromagnetism that were on the tapes. I think you have to have the right sort of adjusted ear for to have the opportunity to hear these kind of things, you know. And there is a tradition in EVP technique, and that is when you present it for people, then you repeat it three times, because it's so short sequences. It can be only maybe one word, two words, maybe three words. I mean, rarely you can hear a full sentence. So these guys that have been working with it, really digging down into it, they always use this technique when they should present it or put it on a recording media or whatever. So they just repeat it. So the first time you hear it, you don't really hear what it is. When you hear it for the second time, you might hear something coming out. And the third time, it can be a little bit clear, actually. I think that Friedrich Jürgensen, but also Konstantin Rådeve in Riga, in Latvia, they were approximately during the same period of time investigating this, a little bit independent of each other. A lot of people find it really silly, of course. It's very easy to find it silly. And I mean, it's a lot of humor in it. But what can I say, in the old days, I mean, people were sitting, like, I've been collaborating with Emanuel Swedenborg, where he died 1772. And he was sitting and taking notes with this kind of vertical communication. So every day he claimed that they had this kind of, what can I say, daily contact with deceased people, even angels, of course, and all these kind of things. But he put it on paper, of course. And these guys that started in the end of the 50s, they had access to this electronic technique that was more common. It started to become more common for ordinary people during that time. So they used that in instead of a pencil or a pen.
I think it's a material that we use, and the question is always, is it true? Can you hear dead people or not? And it actually doesn't really matter, because it's such a nice idea of material, or it's a poetic way of interacting with those people. I mean, another way of interacting with Bach is just to play one of his pieces or Handel. Another way could be to read about his life, etc. So it's one of the, also call it medium, and I think that's the term for all of those things. So, yeah, Bach and Handel, they were born the same year and not very far from each other. We know that Bach tried to meet Handel several times, because Handel was more famous than Bach at the time, so he even came to Halle from Leipzig. At the time, it was very complicated to travel. And Handel just left one day earlier or something. So they never met. We know that Bach wanted to meet Handel, and that he knew his music, because he also arranged Handel's music. It's not really sure, but most probably Handel knew about Bach also, because he must have met his son, Wilhelm Friedemann, and other musicians in the region that knew about Bach. But I think that he didn't understand the importance of Bach, because otherwise he would also have made an effort to meet him. So we will make an attempt for them to meet, but we don't really know. Will it be only through music? Will it be through our medium with the recording their real voices? Can they communicate, or will we just combine them perhaps in a performance? That's the beauty of this. That's also it's art, it's not science. So it's more we are playing with those characters.